Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is just about 5:30 on Tuesday, April 30th, last day of April. April flew by. That is crazy. Tomorrow is May 1st. I can't believe it.
This year's just going by way too fast.
Just wait. Today, you're going to see all the Justin Timberlake memes. That's gone on by
my. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that, yeah, be prepared for an onslaught of those. How you doing this morning?
You know, I overslept this morning. My alarm is set to go off at 3:30, and I've got a backup alarm that I use on my iPad. And I just think I forgot to set my phone alarm, and then the iPad alarm, it went off, but it was on silent mode, and the volume was down, so that was useless. And so I got up at, like, it was like 4:12, woke up, and I'm like, seems I'm extra rested this morning. Why is that? Look over, and it's 4:12. My goal is to get here by 5. I got here at 5:05, so I overslept by, 42 minutes, and I was only 5 minutes late. I felt like that was a good ratio of gaining time in the morning.
Yes, very good. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. You gained some time on your, that tells you that you're wasting time in the morning.
I was thinking about that as I'm getting out, but I didn't do the normal stuff that I normally do. I wake up and I always say, I take Jax out. I did that. I do push-ups. I do a little quick little meditation in the morning. I've got a little routine that I do that gets me out of the house and here by 5 o'clock. But because of that 4:12 sleeping in, I just got up, took Jax out, showered, emptied half of the dishwasher out and said, I got to get out of here, and then left the house and got down here by 5:05.
Wow. Well, I mean, that's going to be a good Tuesday for you now. You know, you can get a lot accomplished in a short amount of time.
If I overcome that obstacle at 4:12, I can overcome anything today. How was your day? How you doing over there?
I'm doing well. I got to go to Odyssey Charter School right after the show. I had to run over there. We were doing with Silver State Schools Credit Union a financial literacy like Q&A and teaching them about like credit and you know, savings and what's this mean, just things that I wish I would have known when I was in high school. And so we went over there and the kids were so great, so I want to say hi to all of those Odyssey Charter School kids today. It was the high school and we had a lot of fun, did that, and then watched the game last night, which was kind of a bummer. Man, two home losses. What is going on? None of these games in this series have been won at home. So they head back to Dallas on Wednesday. And man, I just really hope that they can get a win and bring the series home and take it here.
Yeah, I caught the game last night as well. And yeah, it's just kind of funny how both teams just can't win at home right now. So hopefully that'll change when they go to Dallas tomorrow night.
Hopefully it does not change when they go to Dallas tomorrow night.
Both home teams can't win at home, so that would mean Vegas Golden Knights win in Dallas tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said you wanted to change, so that would mean that they would win at home.
Oh, yeah. No, so all that stays the same. Yes,
okay,
there you go. Thank you.
I was like, we don't want that to change.
I need you to listen to me. I'm glad you listened to me in the morning. Yes, we do not want that to change. Hopefully, things will stay the same.
Yeah, we just want
as
them to
go
continue
to Dallas
on
tomorrow
the road.
Night. Yes.
And then things change
there
when they
go.
Come back here. That's
I was a game ahead. I was a game ahead of myself.
No. We definitely don't want that to change.
It's all
going to
change tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Not going to change tomorrow night.
They just they look slow. They look great at the beginning, and then they had a couple of missteps, and it just kind of like tore them down. I don't know. It was a real bummer to see. So if you were at the game, I'm sure you know walking out of there just feeling completely just down and defeated. I hate walking out of T-Mobile after they lose. It is the saddest thing. It's just like, all right, time to go. Everybody's so quiet.
All despondent.
Yeah. So we're going to talk more about that and so much more going on. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Mr. Jones by Counting Crows?
Mr. Jones.
Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls. Or do you want to hear 1-2 Step by Sierra? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Want to hear this?
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there a moment that you look back on and think, man, I really missed out on that? And is someone on that show having that thought right now? That is coming up next. But first, the votes are in. And Mr. Jones by Counting Crows is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Mix 94.1, Justin Timberlake, he just kicked off his world tour last night. It's coming to Vegas, and we've got your tickets coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. This is the pre-show. So are you having some regrets here?
No regrets, but I had a moment where I felt that we missed out on kids. It was one moment that just warmed my heart. And when it happened, I said to Laura, I'm like, wow, parents must get this feeling all the time. My nephew, JP, he's 6 years old. He's in the first grade. And he really looks up to me. My mom was always sharing stories about JP, always asking questions about me. And just, he wants to hear stories about me. And so when I was home back in March, I got to spend some time with him. It was really cool. My mom sent me this picture last week. And she goes, look what JP has in his backpack. And it's a picture of JP holding up a picture of me that he carries around in his backpack when he goes to school. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh my gosh, how sweet, how special. And Laura came in, I'm like, look what JP carries around in his backpack. And I showed her. She's like, oh my gosh. And I looked at her and I said, wow, parents must get this feeling all the time. Having their kid do something, a little thing like that. So special, so sweet.
My kid doesn't carry a picture of me around in her backpack. I'll tell you that right now.
You
so
sure?
I don't know what you're talking
Are you
about.
Sure? They don't have one in there?
No, they definitely don't do that.
Brooklyn doesn't have a picture of mom and dad in her backpack right now.
No.
As a child, let's go back to when she was in first grade. Maybe in first grade she carried around a picture of her mom and dad.
No, little kids are very sweet. No, it's very cute.
It was just one of those moments on Mercedes where I saw it. I'm like, wow. It was a different feeling that I felt before. I've never felt before seeing this. And I just imagine that's a moment that parents get a lot. So non-parents, have you been in that situation where there's some kind of moment where it's like, oh my gosh, this is what parents must experience all the time?
Yeah, I mean, and we do. And there's just so many heartwarming moments. And there's also hard moments. You know, there's always one for the other. And it's amazing being a parent. And I wish everyone could experience it, but I also think that it's not for everyone. And, you know, parents, if you agree, like, what do you think? Do you think that everyone should experience it? I just think that some people's lifestyle are not meant for kids, and it's okay. Like, there's not a textbook that says this is how you do it. This is at this age you do this, at this age you do this. It's just like, it just depends on the person. And while, yes, like that's so sweet. And I'm sure at that moment you were like, oh man, like second guessing things. It just, you know, it wasn't in the cards for you. And that's okay. That's just, you weren't supposed to do that. And you're going to experience other things that maybe some parents don't get to experience.
100%. And trust me, there was no second guessing that moment. It was just a very sweet and endearing moment. And I looked at the photo and looked at Laura. I'm like, oh, this is so sweet. It warmed my heart. And then I put my phone down and went to the gym and did my stuff. And so, yeah, it was just something just so endearing to receive something like that. And I was envisioning parents getting that stuff every single day.
Yeah, it's not every single day. I'll tell you that right now. There's days where you're like, oh my gosh.
It's Mix 94.1.
Things that I've got.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2050.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Thanks for being here on this Tuesday, April 30th. You know, compliments are always, always great to get. I got the weirdest one over the weekend. I was just thinking about it now. When I park, and I don't do that, I don't do it here when I come to the radio station for some reason, but whenever I go somewhere and I park my car, I back my car in. I don't know. I started doing that like a couple years ago, and I like to just pull out when I'm done and leave. And we were at the Make-A-Wish walk at Town Square over the weekend, and I get there and I just back my car into this spot, and I get out of my car and this woman standing there just watching me. And I was like, do I know her? Is she waiting for me? What's going on? My daughter was with me. She's like, who's that? I'm like, I have no idea. And I get out of the car and she goes, I just have to tell you, I love the way you parked your car just now. And I was like, looked at my car. I was like, yeah, she goes, the way you backed it in so smoothly, it looks so cool. And I was like, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I've never been complimented on how I parked my car. Have you ever had like a really odd compliment? Someone complimented you on something that was like, oh, well, thank you. I guess I never received a compliment on that before. 702-364-9400.
I've got one about my veins, but before I get into my veins, I have to tell you, when we had our Taylor Swift listening party at Jackpot Bar and Grill, you got there before me and I showed up and you had backed into your parking spot. And when I pulled in, and just the way, it was something about the angle you had in your parking spot. It was next to a curb as well. It looked really cool. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, and there was no other cars around you. You backed into the spot, because then we were leaving. You know, everyone's leaving the party at the same time, and we walked up to our cars together, and you were in your car so fast and out of that parking lot so fast because you had backed in. You got the fast exit.
People like when I park my car like that. I don't know what
it's a cool angle too, under the light. It was really nice.
People really like it. So yeah, that's my odd compliment. What's yours?
I was at the grocery store and a woman is looking at me, kind of same thing, and in your mind you think, do I know this person? What's going on? And she says to me, I've got to tell you, you've got great veins. I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. She's a nurse and notices veins all the time. So it's great veins. Like, oh my gosh, I would love to poke those veins or do something to those veins. It was just my veins, her being a nurse, caught her eye and she paid me the compliment.
Yeah, just like you're looking at them like, I really wish that they would come into my chair so I could take blood from them and do blood work on them, because it would be very easy to get blood out of those veins.
I just want to poke them.
Yes.
Just want to poke them. Well, your back in style is very cool.
I'm going to start doing it here at the radio station. I think I'm just going to fish for compliments on my parking.
It's something about the car, the way they sit and everything. It's real slick. Up next, we got what's trending. What do you have for us?
Okay, well, we are going to talk about Taylor. She ties this artist with the most number one albums as a solo artist after a huge Tortured Poets Department debut. Details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending. I think we all saw it coming. The Tortured Poets Department is the number one album in the country. She now ties with this artist for the most number one albums as a solo artist with 14, and that is Jay-Z and Taylor right up there. Now, the Beatles are above them, but a group, but as a solo artist, they are now tied with the most number one albums. She also had one of the biggest weeks in the history of the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart. She claimed the top 14 positions with her new album. That breaks a previous record she set with her last album of all new material, which was Midnights back in 2022. The lead single off of the album, Fortnite, it has become her 12th Hot 100 number one. And she was really excited about it. She took to social media. She wrote, "You've outdone yourselves. This is unbelievable." She's going to be hitting Europe now with her Eras tour, kicking it off in Paris on May 9th. She's going to do 4 shows there. But fans, they may be able to see her before that. Page Six is reporting she's going to be attending the Met Gala next week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that'll be pretty cool. It was reported that both she and Travis were invited, but they say she will be attending fashion's biggest night by herself. So that'll be interesting. I love watching the Met Gala just to see like what crazy things everyone wears.
Oh, their outfits and everything?
Yeah, it's always fun.
Number 1 through 14, same artist. That is just, it's kind of mind-blowing when you stop and think about it. I thought it was crazy when she had that first record, 1 through 10. Now 1 through 14 on the charts is all Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. And the more I listen to the album, I'm convinced I need like 3 or 4 listens before I can really appreciate an album. The first time I heard it, I was kind of like, I mean, it's good, but it wasn't like, it wasn't resonating with me. And then I started listening to it more and more, and now I love it. Now I love it so much. It's so good.
Yeah, when you step away from it and listen to it, you know, you give it a couple days break or something, comes back to it. You mentioned her number one. She's got 12 number one hit songs. The Beatles have the record when it comes to most number ones at 20. Taylor Swift will definitely surpass that at some point. Don't you think?
Yeah, you would expect that. I mean, I don't think she's done making music, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty impressive. And just to think she was here in town, and I was probably breathing the same air as her at one point, because she was at Aria on Friday night, and I was at Aria on Friday night, and there was just something in the air, man. There was like some excitement in the air, and I was just like, hey, what's going on? Just, you know, we go home. We head home, and I look at my phone, and I find out that she was there. And I was like,
so close.
Why didn't, should we go back? Yes, let's go back. No, let's don't go back. We're not going to get near her. But yeah, Taylor is absolutely killing the game right now.
All right, here we go. It is time for Heads Up. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400. Caller 20, you play Heads Up, and here's what you're playing for.
We have a pair of tickets for you to check out Particle Inc., House of Shattered Prisms. It's happening at the Luxor. It's an all-new 360-degree experience that is now open. One of a kind, takes you on this mind-bending trip into a new dimension, and it's a mixed reality experience. You're going to love it. Caller 20 right now, you get the tickets. If you win Heads Up, you pick your category and your partner, and if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, you are going. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Carrie, how you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
We are great. You ready to play Heads Up this morning?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Particle Inc. tickets up for grabs. Pick a category. Do you want to go with To the Rescue, 5678, Rhythm of Life, or Pixar?
5678.
International Dance Day was yesterday, so these are all things that are associated with dance, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Carrie, 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct and you win. And ladies, you start now.
This is you dance on your tippy toes and you're very...
Ballet.
Yes. This is when you want to put together a dance, you have to have the moves and you have to do this. You have,
choreography.
Yes. This is where you dance. You go to a dance...
studio.
Yes. This is when you want to do a practice run before the real show. You do one of
recital.
These. A practice
rehearsal.
Run. Yes. This is when they loved you and they want you to come out and perform one last time. They keep cheering. They ask for. Oh, yes. This is when you do a good job and you say thank you. They say take one of these. You take
a bow.
Yes. Oh my gosh! Wow. Right on. You got it, Carrie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Take a bow yourself, Carrie.
Yes.
Wow. You guys crushed that. So, Carrie, you're all set with these tickets to experience Particle Inc. House of Shattered Prisms at the Luxor Hotel and Casino. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll have more of these tickets for you tomorrow morning with an early edition of Heads Up. Are we going to have, is it going to be a heated debate here next?
I don't know if it's going to be a heated debate, but I just wanted, it's a special day. I mean, if you are a cartoon lover, and I want to ask you guys a question. So today is National Bugs Bunny Day, and did you watch Bugs Bunny? And if you did, and you have kids, are they familiar with it? And then I want to ask a hypothetical question when it comes to old Bugs and Friends. It's all coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Today is National Bugs Bunny Day. It's celebrated every year on this date. This is the date that it's the date that we commemorate Bugs Bunny because he made his first appearance back in 1938. Can you believe that cartoon is that old?
No, my gosh, Bugs Bunny's getting up there.
Yeah, so you think about it. You know, you celebrate by binge watching Looney Tunes throughout the day, eating carrots like Bugs Bunny, just spreading the love. And I was thinking about it, like I definitely am familiar with Looney Tunes. I definitely watched some Looney Tunes as a kid, but it wasn't like my primary go-to cartoon. Like I was very much into other cartoons, and I don't think my kids, the only reason they know what Looney Tunes are is because my father-in-law loved Yosemite Sam. Like that was, like we always said, he kind of acted like Yosemite Sam, and so that's the only reason they really know about Looney Tunes. Were you a big Looney Tunes fan when you were a kid?
It was on, but I think for me it was more you get into stuff like the Smurfs, you get into G.I. Joe, He-Man, Garfield. Those were my go-to cartoons. But it is funny, you mentioned Matt's dad. For some reason, when I think of Yosemite Sam, I think of Matt's dad.
Yeah,
that was a keychain or shirts and stuff. He was all in on Yosemite, wasn't he?
He collected like Yosemite Sam stuff. Uh-huh. That was like his thing. 702-364-9400. What was like your go-to cartoon? And I have a question because I felt like Looney Tunes, like looking back, it was like kind of mean-spirited. It like taught a lot of violence and stuff, which at the time, like whatever. But some of the characters I thought were just, like, I don't know, kind of questionable. So if you had to get rid of one of these cartoon characters from Looney Tunes, which would you get rid of? And I feel like they all have, like, very negative traits in their own way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got Bugs Bunny. You got to get rid of one. Bugs Bunny. Woody Woodpecker. I don't know if he is Looney Tunes, but he was really annoying.
He was annoying with the woodpecking. Was he mean?
He was kind of
bothered me for some reason.
Yeah.
I didn't. Anytime Woody Woodpecker would pop on as part of the cartoon, I wouldn't want to watch it.
Yeah.
He bothered me.
Porky Pig, Tweety Bird, Pepe Le Pew. Oh, creepy.
Yes.
Roadrunner or Daffy Duck. If you had to get rid of one of those characters, which one you would get rid of?
No, just give me some sound effects there. No, I've got my vote.
Who would you get rid of?
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
Creeper. Absolute womanizer, creeper. It was just creepy. You knew something was creepy as a kid watching. I fully didn't understand, but
it felt wrong.
It did, yes, watching it. But it was a skunk, right? He was a skunk who was just, he was a womanizer and would do like perverted things. And I even felt like he was maybe giving the female skunk some roofies and stuff at some point.
Yeah, there
like
was
drugging them.
Just something very off about him.
Yes.
And not trustworthy. 702-364-9400. Which would you get rid of, Jen? Bugs Bunny, Woody Woodpecker, Porky Pig, Tweety Bird, Pepe Le Pew, Roadrunner, or Daffy Duck?
I would say Tweety Bird. He was so, like, just crazy to me.
Like, he was cute, but he was really mean. And he covered his meanness with the
yes,
cuteness,
that's right.
Didn't he?
He was. I know. And then, like, I don't know. He just always drove me crazy whenever I'd watch him.
I did. Thank you, Jen. Let's talk to Tammy. Tammy, you got to get rid of one of these cartoon characters. Which one do you get rid of? Bugs, Woody Woodpecker, Porky Pig, Tweety Bird, Pepe Le Pew, Roadrunner, or Daffy Duck?
I would definitely get rid of the Roadrunner.
Why?
He was always negative, and he always was to no good every single time, and it always ended badly.
Yeah, he was really mean. Always hurt at making sure that coyote got hurt with anvils falling on his head and stuff.
Who was worse, the Roadrunner or the coyote? It was the coyote that was trying to catch that Roadrunner and take out the Roadrunner. You could argue that the Roadrunner was just defending himself. And was the Roadrunner a guy? I always felt like the Roadrunner was a girl for some reason.
I always felt like he was a guy. I thought there was a female Roadrunner at one point. Like they brought him in, like just put a couple of eyelashes on him, and then all of a sudden a female Roadrunner.
That was like when Bugs Bunny would become a woman.
Yeah. Some of these characters, I look back now, I'm like, wow, this is why we are the way we are.
Hey, 7:30 next hour. There's tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, we were just talking about Taylor Swift and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce. He's now the highest paid tight end in the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs are rewarding their superstar tight end with a new contract. They signed him to a 2-year extension worth $34.25 million.
Woo, good for him.
That is absolute insane money. That makes him the highest paid tight end in the NFL. Includes $17 million fully guaranteed for this season, with the rest of the money set to be guaranteed on the third day of the 2025 league year. He 9-time Pro Bowler, 3-time Super Bowl champion, finished last season with 93 receptions for 984 yards, 5 touchdowns. He's got the numbers to back it up.
Yeah, so, he does. He certainly
good
does.
For him.
And I saw Jason Kelce got picked up for Monday Night Football, the pregame show.
Yeah, he's going to be doing pregame stuff. So they're definitely making their impact on the NFL. That is for sure.
Those two guys together, I think the number one podcast is Mercedes in the Morning. But if you do deviate, the two of them together, their podcast, we're listening to some of their episodes driving to California over the weekend. And they are just funny together.
Yeah, they're really good. Also this morning, when was the last time you were in a conversation that was just so boring you stopped listening and your focus was like, how do I not look bored? How do I look like I'm really interested in this? There's a poll that came out that asked people how often they get bored during conversations. Almost half of us said it does happen sometimes. Another 31% said it rarely happens. And then 5% claim they're never bored. Liars. On the other side, 10% say they usually get bored when talking to others.
The wedding I was at this past Saturday, it was an awesome wedding. Many great conversations. But at one point, I met this guy and started chatting with him. And his wife was there. And he leaves to get a drink. And I'm talking to his wife. And oh my gosh, it was just going on and on forever.
What was she talking
about?
Her
love of the beach. And they're visiting. Well, they're here from Arizona. And she wants to get to the beach, and she just loves the beach so much, and she loves finding seashells and going out there early in the morning before everyone else. It was just going on and on. I felt like she went on for 20 minutes about her love of the beach.
But you were listening.
I mean, you
were able to recite what she talked about. Me, I would have been like, I have no idea what she said. I have no clue. I just absolutely tuned out.
But then I'm looking for outs. I'm like, she's got to have a pause in this conversation, or maybe Laura's going to come in and join the conversation, which is me, or maybe the husband's going to come back with that drink he got. But it was just me and her for it felt like an eternity.
Because the husband was like, finally.
I'm out.
Finally, someone will listen to her and I don't have to be the one.
I got to get a drink to deal with this. She's your problem now, buddy.
KFC, they just dropped a new perfume. They're getting into the fragrance business. They came out with a charcoal and smoked wood scented perfume. They say their whole take is, they say, we've all been there. That unmistakable aroma of barbecue drifting through the air, tantalizing our senses and leaving us craving the taste of smoky goodness. But what if you could capture that scent in a bottle? So they did. This original recipe perfume is called Number 11 Eau de Barbecue, and it comes in a designer-worthy bottle. the bad news is it's already sold out. So people were like really wanting to get their hands on this.
I think that's awful. I really do. You're outside grilling, doing your thing, or maybe by a fire outside. And it's wonderful when you're out there. But then you go inside and your clothes smell and you smell. It doesn't work for me.
There's a neighbor of mine. I can't figure out who it is. But when we go on our walks at night, especially now that the weather's nice, at night they burn wood. And it's, I don't know what kind of wood this is. It smells so good. And I just want to knock on their door and be like, can you tell me what kind of wood that is? Mm. It smells absolutely amazing. And no joke, if I could bottle that scent up and put it in a perfume, I would.
You would want it 24/7?
That smell just is so enticing. And it's not like meat. It's just wood. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're grilling. You could tell like they have a fire pit or something. And I don't know what kind of wood it is, but it smells amazing.
You should find out because, yeah, there's different woods. But obviously, you know, we may present or create different smells and scents and everything.
I'm trying, but I look kind of weird walking around with my nose in the air trying to follow a scent.
The house.
Like I'm a dog or something. Sniff it out. Like, hey, can you just, sorry, I just showed up on your doorstep. But
do you want to get into this thing you got going on here next?
Yeah, it's about social media. Social media can really help, but it can also really hurt. And Steph brought something up that I didn't really think of until she mentioned it. And now I'm really second-guessing all of my relationships. We'll talk about it coming up after Fall Out Boy. It's Mix 94.1.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, streaming live on the Odyssey app. Steph, our conversation yesterday had me thinking all night long. And now I feel like I'm really overanalyzing this based on what you and I talked about the birthday thing.
Yeah, it was your birthday last week.
Yes.
And you were, I was asking you, do you make a mental note of people who do or don't wish you a happy birthday?
And I told her, like, it all started because I was making a comment like, oh, I'm still trying to respond to all the messages I got on social media. And she asked me that. And I was like, no, I mean, not really. And you were like, I do. If someone doesn't wish me a happy birthday, it bothers you. Like, if it's someone that you would expect to do it. So she says this, and then I start going down the list of like my close friends, and then I start thinking of some friends that I thought were kind of close that didn't wish me a happy birthday.
No, when we say wish someone a happy birthday, there's many forms we can do it. You can call the person, send them a text message, on a Facebook post, an Instagram post. You can do the photo of you and that person on a story and post that. Like, hey, happy birthday, Mercedes. Post a nice picture of you and Mercedes. There's different ways to do it. Are you talking all forms? There's certain people that didn't wish you a happy birthday?
Yeah, like I was just thinking. So I literally started going down like the list, and I never do this. And it's funny you mentioned this, Steph, because my daughter made an offhanded comment that didn't really register until you said it. And she's like, well, did so-and-so wish you a happy birthday? And I was like, not yet. And then she was like, mental note. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, this is, there's a friend that I thought was a close friend. And I even went back and looked, nothing, no text, no post, no message on Facebook, no nothing.
No and belated?
No belated.
Are and they now, in the country? Are they traveling?
No, they're here?
Here
because their significant other wished me a happy birthday, but they didn't.
And this is a close friend of yours?
I thought.
That person's sending you a message.
Do you think, does anyone do that? Do you make a mental note when people do or don't wish you a happy birthday? I didn't until now, and now I'm overanalyzing this. Rachel, good morning. What do you think?
I totally do the same thing, Mercedes. I make a mental note. I have a friend who didn't wish me happy birthday in January, and I had a hard time in March wishing them happy birthday.
Oh, but you still did it?
I still did it. I'm the bigger person.
Well, Rachel, do you have that friend? Because I have that friend where I'll sit there and I'll wish them a happy birthday, and that's the only time we exchange messages, is text messages.
That too,
is to wish each other happy birthday. And there was a former coworker of ours, who I knew it was their birthday, so I wished them a happy birthday. I realized the last three were me. And nothing in return on my birthday. I'm like, okay, you've just given up on our text exchange when it comes to happy birthday.
That's really interesting. JC, you did something really nice. Like, you made like six or seven stories. I mean, aside from the in-person happy birthday, six or seven of your social media, like, stories on Instagram was like, we've been through good times and bad times. And I was like clicking through them. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. Like, that was, you've never done like a six or seven story happy birthday message for me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I always like to do the story post with a picture of you and I. And when I did it on my iPhone, is you can search by faces, faces and places. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked on your face. And I mean, I was just going through so many memories. I'm like, I need to share some of these and tell the story of our friendship that's been for a couple decades now. And wanted to just share all that stuff. So that's why I did multiple stories and just wanted you to know how much I love you outside of what we did on the air, but also through Instagram stories. Did Steph do, like, did she do the multiple stories for you as well? Or was it a one and done story from Steph?
I'm trying to remember.
I did a collage of photos from our first photo together ever to our recent photo together. I put a lot of time and effort into this beautiful collage I made for you.
Wait, where is it?
I posted it on our Instagram story, and you reposted it.
I did?
Yes!
I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry.
I'm hurt!
No!
All this time!
No, this is not... Wait.
No.
Steph, are you making this up? Did you even forget the post?
No, I
Stephanie.
Remember. I swear I remember I made a beautiful post about you, Mercedes.
You collaged it, huh?
I collaged it because I didn't want to do the multiple... Oh, Jay-Z's taking up her whole Instagram story. I'm like, I'm doing a one and done, a beautiful post, and that's it.
Well, hold on. We need
to get
some...
Did you tag me in it? Because I don't see it.
I reposted. You reposted me.
You need a couple minutes to search, Mercedes. We can go back to see if you have Steph's photo, this so-called collage she put together.
I'm hurt.
Assembling it now.
I'm hurt.
How rude of me.
I don't remember seeing it. I watched your stories and Mercedes' stories. I watched.
Shows how much you guys care.
I watched all of your stories, Mercedes, and
now
I watched
Steph's
all of yours.
Steph's going to remember this.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about birthdays and making a mental note that if someone doesn't wish you a happy birthday, does it bother you? Do you think about it and take that into account with your relationship with the person?
I actually, when I was younger, that was definitely something that would have bothered me. As I've gotten older, it's just not as big of a deal to me. If I see on social media that it's somebody's birthday, I definitely say happy birthday. If they don't say it back to me, at least I know that I said it to them.
Yeah, it's like you can go to sleep at night knowing that you put the good vibes out there, right?
I put the good vibes out there, so I'm not going to let it ruin my day and... You know, I'm not going to put that back in my mind saying, oh, that person didn't wish me a happy birthday, so I'm not going to say it to them.
Yeah. But we all still notice it, though. It may not bother you. You may not do some kind of retaliation, but it's notices. If a good friend doesn't wish you a happy birthday, or a coworker that you're friendly with doesn't wish you a happy birthday on your birthday, it's noticed.
I honestly didn't notice it until Steph brought it up. And now, like, there's one relationship in particular that's really bothering me. Like, that... Oh my gosh. And I went through everything. Like, did I miss it? And she did not wish me a happy birthday. And I'm like, okay, who cares? We all have lives. My birthday's not a priority. But I'm like, I wouldn't have missed it for her.
Would you say something to her when you see her next time? Just to maybe just to find out if this person is mad at you?
There will be no next time.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
We were talking about birthdays. I want to wish a happy birthday this morning to our buddy Cy, who is turning 14 today. Cy, we met through Make-A-Wish, Team Golden Hearts. Turning the big 1-4 and just such a great friend of the show. So happy birthday to Cy.
Happy birthday,
Cy.
Love
you so much.
Saw him this past weekend. It's just wonderful family.
And also, Steph, I found the story that you posted for my birthday. So, Steph, Steph, she mad at me. She mad.
I'm upset a little. I took so much time and effort. You know how you can add music to your Instagram stories? I put it to her favorite song.
My favorite song.
Oh, she added music.
Yes.
It didn't resonate, though.
It was better than your, it was better than your seven stories.
You didn't remember it, though. You didn't remember it.
I did. It was so memorable that it gave me amnesia.
Good one.
I love you, Steph.
Yeah, I love you too. Next time the Instagram stories is gonna be like happy birthday.
I'm gonna make you the best I'm gonna make you the best collage for your upcoming birthday. It's gonna be the best collage you ever saw.
I'll wait and see.
I'm gonna do 14 stories. I did 7 stories for Mercedes. 14 for you.
I'm not adding any of them to my profile.
It's time for the Mega Minutes.
It's your chance to win your tickets to see Justin Timberlake. He's coming to town, the Forget Tomorrow World Tour at the T-Mobile Arena, May 11th. He just kicked off that world tour last night, and he'll be in Vegas here in just a couple of weeks. Caller 20 right now, you get to play the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You get them all right, you're going to the show. Can you do it? Caller 20 gets a chance. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hi, Will. What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good morning.
You are in for the Mega Minute. You ready to do this?
We're so excited. I got my girls with me, so they're freaking out.
Perfect. So just shout out an answer. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on to the next question, okay? So tell them to shout it out.
Right. Sure, wonderful.
Will and your kids, you got 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. You're playing for these Justin Timberlake tickets. Now, if you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
Chris Kirkpatrick is a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
Yes. Which Frozen character sings Let It Go?
Elsa.
Yes. What is the largest continent?
Africa. Asia. Asia.
Asia is correct. Who invented the telephone?
Bell.
Yes. Robin Fenty is also known as which singer?
I didn't hear that.
Robin Fenty is also known as which singer?
Pass.
In TV show Friends, what is the name of the coffee shop they regularly go to?
The Perk?
Judges.
Yeah, just say no.
Okay, we'll pass. In Star Wars, what is the name of Han Solo's ship? The second Sunday of May is when we celebrate which holiday?
Mother's Day.
Yes, the Vegas Golden Knights are currently in a series with which team in the Stanley Cup
play?
Yes, what professional profile website celebrates work anniversary?
LinkedIn.
Yeah, darn it.
Will, I'm so sorry. So, Robin Fenty is also known as Rihanna. In the TV show Friends, what is the name of the coffee shop they regularly go to? You said the Perk. It's actually Central Perk. Star Wars, the name of Han Solo's ship is the Millennium Falcon. And then we barely got to it. What professional profile website celebrates work anniversaries? That would be LinkedIn. Another victim claimed by the Mega Minute.
So hard.
I know.
It's been I feel like this entire year, the Mega Minute has been real hard.
It's been pretty brutal, but it's good for caller 20 right now because you are going to see Justin Timberlake. A pair of tickets to the Forget Tomorrow World Tour at T-Mobile Arena. Caller 20 gets them right now at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So there's a lot going on with Britney Spears right now, and a lot of it may not be good. They're saying like the whole Free Britney movement may have been one of the worst things that could have happened to her. So she is, sources are saying she's doing way worse than she ever was during her conservatorship. She's having really radical mood swings. There's some issues, and that even though she had $60 million when her conservatorship ended, that she is on the verge of going broke because she's just spending millions of dollars on trips and just buying things without thinking about it. She just deleted her Instagram because people were talking about her doing weird things on there, and just, yeah, rumors are flying that that could have been a really bad thing. She, her last post, she talked about the physical injuries that she got during her career, and she wrote, "My family hurt me. There has been no justice and probably never will be." So it's just, it doesn't sound like it has been the best thing for her. Was that the wrong thing or to do?
Well, reading her book and hearing all the stories, so maybe the conservatorship wasn't the bad thing. It was the people that were in charge of it that were the bad things. So maybe, I don't know who steps in. Did the court step in? How does it work to step in and give someone a conservatorship who's not under one? She's an adult now, to step in, a neutral party to step in and say, hey, let me, you know, we'll take over your finances. Let's have a mental evaluation to see if everything is okay. Maybe it was the person that was in control of it that was the issue, not so much the conservatorship itself.
If I put myself in Britney's shoes, though, I would never trust another human being again.
So hard.
Like, no matter how nice they seem to be, there's just no way I would ever trust another human being. So
she went through it and back again. Yeah.
But $60 million?
$60 million she's almost blown through?
That's really scary. She's going to like French Polynesia and Hawaii and just spending like millions of dollars on all this stuff. So I'm hoping things get better before they get worse, because it's not good.
It's all the free time. That's why people think, if I win the lottery and get a ton of money, I think I'm still going to work, because that way it keeps structure in my life. I take more vacations and more time off. But people that don't have the structure, next thing you know, you're blowing $60 million.
Well, they interviewed on TMZ this psychologist who's not related to this case whatsoever, just for like their quote unquote expert opinion. And they said that he said that she needs to be forced back under a conservatorship, and that she's obviously not taking her, if she's not taking her meds, she should be forced to take her meds. And that's where I have an issue with that, like forcing her to take her meds. I don't know. Is that, what do you think of someone forcing you to take your meds?
Well, yeah. You know, my brother-in-law is bipolar, schizophrenic. And so he's had medication issues in the past. He's in such a great place right now. But there were times where he had got off his medication and just things got wild. Things got really scary. And we're thinking, oh my gosh, we'd just be on that medication that was helping him. He was in a better spot, but it's, you know, different mindset. He's thinking he doesn't need it. And as a family, there's nothing you can really do unless they're taking him to the hospital. It's not like we can say someone forced him to take his medication.
Yeah.
He needs to be, and he has been arrested before in the past, and he would need to be taken to the hospital and medical professionals to look over him, to administer it. We can't just say as a family, he needs his medication, someone give it to him. So it's not as easy as someone saying she needs it. There's a process in going to making someone take their medication. I think if you get to that point, maybe they do need it.
Yeah, but how long is the process, and what is the process? Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of scary to think about, but yeah, that's what's going on with Britney. What else this morning? Oh, so 1 in 4 employed Americans say they worry their job is in danger. A new study out. They say that, they asked adults, like, how do you see yourself in your current role? And they found that 25% of us are worried about losing our jobs within the next year. And there's a bunch of reasons why, like stress, distress about the job market, knowing you work in an unstable business or industry, and just like keeping up with your profession, lacking the skills that you need to be successful. And they did a similar poll, and they found that a lot of people admitted that their skills feel at least a little outdated.
Look what AI does. I mean, if I'm a singer-songwriter, AI in every single profession. Here's the song that Mercedes had AI put together singing about Steph, in all the weddings that she has to go to over the next year. This is a, it's a hit song.
Steph, 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 where you at? Too many weddings. It's a fact, neglecting your job. It's time to face the deadlines and the morning.
It took me 5 seconds to make that. 5 seconds. I literally put in, write a song about Steph going to too many weddings. Boom.
Steph,
it was done.
Steph, it's a hit song. AI, anyone with a job, AI is creeping in right now. They're creeping in.
Yes, they are.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I went in a couple of weeks ago for a body scan, and it just like measures like your, you know, your weight, your body fat percentage, your muscle percentage, stuff like that. And the good news was that I had lost a couple of pounds. I was happy about that. The bad news was is I lost 4 pounds of muscle.
Where'd it go?
4 pounds of muscle.
Did you change your workout routine to lose 4 pounds of muscle?
No, it was stress.
Stress?
Yeah, I've been so stressed out. I was just like not eating. It was awful. I am still like in the process of getting back to normal. I've just in the last couple of months, like the amount of stress I've felt has been really bad, like really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just not eating. I was not sleeping. My hair started falling out.
Oh, like, my gosh,
yeah,
Mercedes.
It's just it was bad. So I'm trying to get back on the right track. And like I lift weights and stuff at my house, but I don't lift like super heavy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? I need to start lifting heavier. So I was talking to my daughter about this because it's really been bothering me. And there's a trainer that I want to start going to. And, we're just trying to find a time to make things work. Like our schedules are kind of off. And my daughter makes comments. She's like, hey, we should do like group sessions. She's like, I'd like to start lifting more weights too. And I was like, oh, that would be cool. And maybe, you know, it won't be as expensive if we do like group training, stuff like that. She's like, yeah, let's do it together. And the more I thought about it, I was like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Because the last time I worked out with a family member, it would turn into a fight every single workout. I'm talking about my husband. Is there something that you just cannot do with your family without getting in a fight? I really want to do this with my daughter, but then part of me is like, we're just going to end up fighting the whole time.
I'm right there with your workout. I do want to pause. You can't come in here and drop these little bombs about the stress and losing hair, man. And not eating and not sleeping and everything. That's to gloss over things. Hey, what can't you do with your significant other?
Well, I mean, it's real life, you know?
It is. And everyone
I feel comfortable
stresses.
With you guys telling you, you know?
But how are you doing now? You're in a better spot right
I'm
now?
I'm trying. You know, it's a day-to-day thing. There's just like a lot going on just in life and mm-hmm. everybody has their stuff that's going on. So I don't particularly feel the need to bring anyone down with my issues, but yeah, it's been hard. Like, you know, God bless my husband. He's just been like there for me just with everything just been going on. It's been really hard. And so I just like deep down, I kind of felt like I knew I was losing weight, but mm-hmm. I was like, I don't feel good about this way. It doesn't seem very healthy because I just have no appetite. I'm constantly stressed. I have anxiety. And I was like, I got to get back on track. So I think I made a comment the other day how I have to eat like a ton of protein.
You did. Yeah. You dropped that nugget. I picked it up.
Did you?
I picked it up what you're saying. Yeah.
I am literally trying to eat protein like all the time.
You eat a lot of chicken and steak and everything?
Yeah. And just like cottage cheese mm-hmm. and Greek yogurt and all this stuff. And like I said, I've been talking to this trainer. Like I really need to build muscle again because I am so mad that I lost 4 pounds of muscle. I mean, that's a lot of muscle to lose.
Well, the last comment on the stress thing, if you need anything from us, anywhere we can help, you know, Steph and I are here if you're at the radio station, whatever
there's
you need
ways you could help, but How far are you willing to go for me is my question.
Do you want to start working out together?
No,
because
no,
don't
that's
work
not
out
what
with
I meant.
Brooklyn. Don't work out with Matt. Don't work out with family members. Because that ends bad. It's not fun working out.
You don't
out.
Think so?
Laura and I used to work out together. Oh, my gosh. It was fun at first. Let's go to the gym together. And then all of a sudden, she's like, you ready? Like, no, I'm not ready. And then it was a timing thing. Because I would want to stay longer. We'd drive to the gym together. I would want to spend more time there. I remember her critiquing once the way I wore my headphones. She's like, you're supposed to have the cord. I'm like, what? Don't be critiquing me with the way I'm working out. This is not working for me.
So you can't do it together.
So we stopped. And she started doing Pilates and her own thing. And the horses came into the picture. So we haven't been to the gym together in 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Matt and you and I used to compete. Who can do more? Who can be faster? Nelson, is there something you just cannot do with a family member?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I cannot watch scary movies with my wife. She'll go to the movies with earplugs. She'll close her eyes. I'll be uncomfortable because she's constantly grabbing me. And eventually, it's a waste of money. So I cannot. She just does not do well with scary movies.
At some point, you're like, I'm not even watching this. I'm just listening to you. Like, it's not going to happen.
And you asked how far Steph and I would go. We'll go that far. You write the
really?
Name down. We'll take care of things.
Like... breaking the law for
we're there, sister.
We are there for you. Yeah, man. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Have you ever had someone act like really unprofessionally? I'm really curious to hear this. Steph just brought this up. What did you see?
I was scrolling on Twitter and I saw that this girl posted, she was wearing like a VGK hat. It looked like she was about to go to the game and she was complaining about a valet service here in town. And I have the audio on of it here. JC, can you play it here?
So I just valeted at the Crystals to go to the game and dinner after with my mom. And before I even get out of the car, the valet goes, you're going to take care of us, right? Does anyone here work at Crystals? Because that was not cool.
The valet said you're going to take care of us, right?
Yeah, and I thought, ooh, I can feel that girl's kind of uncomfortableness and awkwardness that when she was recording it. Like, what are you supposed to say to a valet person who says, you're going to take care of us, right?
No.
I'm going to get back in my car and find a parking garage.
It wasn't there. It was at a different place. Not too far from there, though. And I think I brought this up on the air. We went to a hotel and we pulled up to valet and it said they were full. So we pulled out the old 20 and my husband's like, is there any way this will get us in? And the guy looks at my husband and he says, it'll work with me, but I need another one for my buddy over there. And because there was another valet guy standing there and my husband goes, wait, what? He goes, yeah, you're going to have to give us two 20s, one for me, one for him. Oh, and he looks at me, I go, forget it. I go, let's leave. And I just like, I was like, the audacity. Like, I get it. If that's not enough, you could say, no, I'm sorry. We're full tonight. I can't get you in. Say that. But to like, try and get us for more
it's a
money.
A shakedown, yeah.
Wow. I was just like, absolutely not. So we don't valet there anymore, even if they're open, just because I was so upset with what they did that we go to a place that's across the street and then walk over if we need to go to that place. Cause I was just so turned off by that.
Because the second way you said it would have been, yeah, if you went to the valet guy, showed the 20 and the guy's like, dude, I can't, man. I'm so sorry. I wish I could, I can't. And then Matt maybe went back for 40 to make this. Well, could you do it for this? Okay. Yeah. If you give me $40, I can park your car. But the shakedown to say the other guy needs the money, that's not the right way to
do
it.
Yeah. It just wasn't the way I felt it should have gone down. Have you ever like been approached in a really like uncomfortable way, customer service wise? Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole has a comment on the valet thing. Hey, Nicole, what's up?
Good morning. So I've recently learned that the valet companies are now outsourced. They're not employees of the casino anymore. And that's one of the reasons people have to pay for valet instead of getting it for free, because these companies want to earn that money. But I do agree that it's really wrong to ask that you're going to take care of us.
Yeah, it's just there's a way, I think, to get taken care of mm-hmm. without saying, you better take care of us. You know what I mean?
There's a, I don't even mention the property, but there's a property in town where everything is, you can do it on your phone. You do the valet and you pay for it. You request your car, you pay for it. And as you're paying for it, you can be at the restaurant, whenever you pay for it, request them. It says right there, do you want to add a tip? So I'm like, oh, cool. I can tip them through the thing. So put, you know, 10 bucks or whatever. And then you get a ding notification, your car is ready. You start walking to your car and then it comes up again. Would you like to add tip? And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, did the first tip not go through? And so I hit it again. I tipped again.
So you double tipped?
I double tipped. It's kind of sneaky because the first time it comes up, it says, you want a tip as you're paying for it? Yeah, I'm going to tip. And then 10 minutes goes by. You get the notification. Your car's ready. Would you like to tip? I'm like, I am pretty sure I tipped before. They're looking for a double tip.
Oh.
And I did the double tip because I wanted to make sure. I don't want to be awkward, so I did it. And then when I checked my credit card, it was a double tip I paid for.
Oh, wow. Maddie, we're talking tips. We're talking valet. We're talking unprofessional asks. What do you think?
So one thing, and this is something I just thought of. You know, when you win a jackpot here in town, which I have, and they have to bring you your money, right? You know, what about that lady that just awkwardly stands there after she's handed your money expecting a tip? And how are you supposed to figure in your head what's appropriate, what's not? And what if every dime that you won was earmarked or was really needed by you? I mean, where do you gauge that?
I always heard like the rule of thumb, and I've never won a jackpot, so I can't speak from experience, but I've always heard it was it 10%? So if you win like $1,000, give them $100. Is that too much though? I don't really know. What do you typically think, Maddie?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, let's say I won $1,000. I mean, I would think maybe, $50.
$50.
Now, I would think to me, 10% of it, $100 out of $1,000. That's a lot of it, to be honest. You know, in today's age. You
yeah,
know?
So, you're right. You're right. It's that is a lot. It just I don't know what they expect. Anyone out there that does that for a living that could shed some light, just so we know. 702-364-9400. I wish I had that problem. I always lose my money when I gamble.
I was 21 and I had some friends in town and I played it was the Majestic Lions at the MGM Grand and I won $1,000. I was so excited. The first time I ever won anything was $1,000. You kidding me? I was in college. It's great money. I remember so vividly the lady coming up, give me the $1,000, pausing, looking at me, and I'm like, thank you. And I just walked away because I didn't know.
Oh.
And my buddy's like, man, you got a tip. I'm like, what? And he's like, yes. I'm like, she just handed me money. He's like, you have to go back and take care of her. So I went back and I think it gave me $40 or something like that. But I didn't know. She gave me the money. I'm like, thank you. And I start to walk away. My buddy was older and he's a gambler. He's like, you have to take care of those people. So that's when I learned my lesson.
Yeah, I didn't know that either coming to Vegas. It's funny. Like, you have to take care of her, give her a tip. I'd be like, play Majestic Lions.
It'll pay it out tonight.
Yeah.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Alana, how you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. You're caller 20. You get to play Heads Up. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
I am excited. Happy birthday, Mercedes.
Oh, thank you. It's a week out. You don't have to wish me happy birthday anymore, but I will take it and thank you so much. We have our categories here for you. What do you want to go with? Leafy greens, moth to a flame, may the fourth be with you, or Kentucky Derby?
Leaf to a green.
Leafy greens. Okay. National Salad Day is tomorrow. So these are all ingredients you would put into a salad, okay?
Ready.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Of course you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, of course.
No shade, JC, no shade.
Of course, Mercedes. Alana, I love you. Thank you for listening. 60 seconds on the clock.
I love you, JC. You're great.
Thank you. Ladies, 60 seconds, you start now.
Okay, this is what Popeye eats to stay strong.
Spinach.
Yes. This is little pieces of dried bread in your salad.
Croutons.
Yes. This is it's like a fungus that you might slice up.
Mushroom.
Yes. This is a type of. It's not like a peanut. It's not like it's
peanut.
You crack them and then you take out what's inside. pass. I'm gonna pass.
Okay.
This is where you you cut these and you cry when you cut them.
Onion.
Yes. You will put this in water to make sure that it's solid, and then you cut it up. You dye them for Easter.
Eggs.
What kind?
10 seconds.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yes, this is Popeye's girlfriend's name. What's her name?
Olive.
Olive what?
Olive oil.
I'm going to go with the judges on that. That's. I mean, technically, her name is Olive.
Is her last name Olive?
I'm just saying that's the judges.
I'll give it to Steph because it was right there on the buzzer, and Steph is the officiant here.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give it to you because you were intended on olive oil, but we were just cut off briefly.
The word olive were already coming out.
It was already on the way.
Yes.
I'll give it to you guys on that.
Alana, congratulations.
Thank you.
Alana, you're all set with your tickets to go see Dane Cook this happening Friday, August 30th at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palms. Congratulations to you, and we'll have these tickets to go see Dane Cook all week long. I did something last night. I went looking for someone on Facebook.
Oh, God, no.
I did.
Oh, no.
I did. I got sucked down a rabbit hole.
This is only going to be bad. Why are you just telling us this now as the song is about to start?
I think a lot of people would have done what I did last night.
No.
And searched for this certain person.
We'll find out coming up. It's next. It's Mix 94.1.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to call or text the show, you can do that at 702-364-9400. I'm really concerned. Right before that song, JC dropped a bomb on us that you were went down a Facebook rabbit hole and you looked someone up. Like, I never feel like this is going to be a good story, because why would you bring it up? So tell us what happened.
So last night I'm on Facebook and someone had shared a really cool post of my high school being built. I've never seen these photos before. It was four photos: the empty field, the construction, and then the completed high school when my high school was built, like in the late 60s, early 70s. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. So I clicked on it. I'm looking at it, and underneath it, I see a comment by a guy named Jason Rudd. Jason Rudd was my neighbor down the street. I'm like, Jason Rudd, I haven't thought of him in years. So I click on his post, on his profile picture, and I realize that Jason, a couple years younger than me, graduated the same year as the girl that I took to my high school senior prom.
Oh, boy.
So that's the rabbit hole I went down. And I'm like, ah, wonder what Claire is doing today.
Oh, no.
This is the theme song to our prom, Forever Young. And so I punched in
her
name.
Which is a lie, by the way.
What's that?
Which is a lie, by the way.
What?
Forever Young.
Yeah. They were lying to us back then, Alphaville. So I looked her up, and she used to follow me on Facebook. We used to be Facebook friends, and she no longer follows me on Facebook, and poof, she has disappeared off of Facebook. So right now, my senior prom date, I don't know where she is. I used to know where she is and what she did. Right now, I have no idea what she's doing in life.
So you didn't find her.
I didn't find her.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
We used to be
and
friends.
You reached out.
No. We used to be friends on Facebook, and so I punched her name, thinking, you know, I haven't seen anything from her in a while. Every once in a while, she'd comment on a photo or something of mine. I'm like, she's been kind of quiet, and so she's gone. She used to have a hair salon in town back home, and she's just gone off of Facebook. She disappeared. So I don't know where my senior prom date is right now.
Does anybody know where their senior prom date is, and whatever, or not even senior prom, just their prom date? Where did they go? Where did you find them? 702-364-9400. Steph, do you know where your prom date is and what they're doing now?
We had a falling out, actually. We were best friends. He and I had a falling out because he wasn't getting along with James. Let's just say that. But he's doing the same thing. He works at a hospital. He went to Coachella the other weekend. Bless his heart.
Oh, you still like know?
Oh, yeah. We were really, really close. Like, we were best of friends.
Oh.
It sounds like there's some unresolved issues here. If everyone sees Steph's face right now, it seems like you want to kind of sort this thing out. Like, you miss this guy.
I do miss him. And I talked to some of my friends like, oh, how's he doing? Well, that's good. Like, I have that bitterness, but I still also miss our friendship. I just don't think it can go back to the way it was before.
I ever since you brought this up, I've been trying to find, like, the guy I went to prom with. And it's funny because someone just asked me for a photo of us at prom the other day, like a flashback thing, since it is prom season. I think I just found his LinkedIn. Is his LinkedIn going to tell me that I searched for him?
I don't know. It's a great, because I'm always afraid to click on a LinkedIn thing or people search for you and you find out who searched for you.
Well, I did find him, and I'll tell you what he's doing in just a second. But first we want to talk to my, what is your prom date doing now? Or have you searched for your prom date?
No, I have searched for my prom date, and the last one was like maybe 10 years ago, and he's like probably married, happy with kids, and that's it.
That's all you know, that life is good. Is there, if it ended life bad, would you want to see them like maybe not super happy?
I don't know. Happiness for everybody is good.
I agree. Okay, so I went to prom with my friend's brother. So,
all right.
I didn't want to go to prom, and I didn't get asked to prom, but she really wanted to go. So her brother's friend said, I'll take your sister as long as you go with us. So her brother's like, okay, Becky, that was my friend. Pick one of your friends and I'll take one of your friends so you can still go to prom with my buddy. So I get a phone call from Becky, and she says, hey, my brother will take you to prom if you want to go with us. I'm like, I'm good. She's like, no, actually, let me rephrase. Will you please come to prom with my brother so we can go? And so I went. I just found he's still in Colorado. He is the owner of, it looks like it's like a real estate kind of thing that buys houses and then resells them.
He flips them.
He flips houses. It looks like he's been doing this for a long time. He was older than me because they were in college when they took us to prom.
You went, your senior prom was with a college guy, came back to high school for
you. You know how I do.
Steph, Mercedes at a college
guy. That's our girl.
And we danced to Friends in Low Places at my prom.
Yes,
I do remember
did.
That.
Yes, you did.
He's like, do you know how to two-step? I'm like, no. So I was stepping all over his feet the entire time. He was a very nice gentleman. Nothing shady.
Did you kiss?
No. This was my friend's brother. Absolutely.
Not gonna happen.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So they just came out with a new list of the best and the worst states for working moms. I know neither of you are working moms, but just based on the ones that you know, do you think that this is a good state for them or a bad state? If you are a working mom, actually, let's hear from you right now. 702-364-9400. Five calls says it all. Is Nevada a great state for a working mom or is it a terrible state for a working mom? I'm really curious as to what you think coming straight from working mom. 702-364-9400. What do you guys think?
Ooh, what do they look at as far as benefits they get or being able to take time off, daycare options, if you have to bring your kid into the office?
Some of the key metrics were childcare costs, pediatricians per capita, the median woman's salary, parental leave policies, things like that.
I'm going to say we're in the middle towards the lower end.
Towards the lower.
Coming from the single non-dad working man.
So between 1 and 50, give me a number.
50, 1 being good?
1 being the best.
I'm going to say we're in the high 20s.
High 20s. Okay, let's talk to Elisa. Elisa, you're a working mom. Do you think Nevada is a great state for working moms or do you think it is a terrible state for working moms?
A terrible state for working moms.
Why do you say that?
Well, we don't have any, like, short-term disability, so just trying to get maternity leave is the most awful thing ever if you don't have a really good work that actually supports moms going on maternity leave.
Oh, yeah. Like, that is for real, because I have a friend who is pregnant, is about to go any day, and she doesn't get maternity leave. So basically, they're like, yeah, you can go. She doesn't get it.
She gets nothing. Is it a full time job?
It's a full time job. They have.
Isn't that the law? You have to get at least 3 months.
I don't know if she works full time, but I don't know if she's classified full time.
Oh.
If that makes any sense. Yeah. So it's really bad on that end. Elisa, thank you for calling. Let's talk to Adriana, working mom. 702-364-9400. Is Nevada a good state for working moms, or is it a bad state for working moms?
I think it's not a great state. It's a right to work state, so they can fire you and just say whatever, like you're pregnant. They don't have to say you're pregnant. It's also really expensive here for education and childcare. So like I spend $4,000 a month to get my kids educated and taken care of while I work.
That's...
which is more than I spend in my month for myself. I'm a single mom. I don't get support from their dad because the court here basically made me the breadwinner. So now I'm the breadwinner, the mom, the one that had him in the belly, the one that pushed him out, and the breadwinner.
Wow. That is a lot of pressure put on you. And, you know, women make less. That's just a fact. The women's average hourly pay is 82% of what men make. So that's a great argument.
Well, can I ask, how many, you have one kid, Adriana, or how many kids do you have?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just put
right
it on
now,
hold.
Like, I'm freelancing, and I, you know, I'm looking for a job, and so, like, they also want to make you a contractor so you don't get benefits. Like, the hotels here, they make you contractors instead of full-time employees. They don't want to get benefits. Education sucks here.
Adriana, how many?
Real.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but how many kids do you have?
Two.
Two kids. $4,000 a month, she said, for two kids? Are people willing to pull the curtain back and say what it costs to have a kid? So two kids per month for education and daycare, $4,000? That seems super, super high.
Oh, that, well.
It gets even higher.
Well, just think about it. I mean, that's daycare too. Like, there's costs associated with everything. Adriana, you can fend for this. I mean, if they are in after school activities, or if they are in sports, or hey, we need this for my class, like, it's all stuff you got to pay for.
Jiu-jitsu, dance class, everything. You pay for everything. It's this state sucks. Hey, Governor, work on it.
Personal message. Adriana, thank you.
Wow, that's wild.
Alan is on the phone. Alan, you say it's a great state, and you're speaking on behalf of your wife, right, Alan?
Yes, correct, I am.
Okay, talk to us. Why do you say it's a great state?
I think it's a great state because women have a lot of opportunity out here in Las Vegas. Besides the hospitality industry, real estate, business owners, marketing, women have came a long way in the Las Vegas industry to be pioneers. Even as my mom, she owns a home health company, and I think women have a lot of leeway in Vegas. I mean, they call the shots, my personal opinion. You know, and if you work for a good company, by law, and this by law in Las Vegas, they have to give you 30 days. I have a male friend that works for Amazon, and they gave him 60 days from maternity leave.
Alan, we're getting some texts. Some people are saying, okay, why is a man telling us how great it is for women? your wife went to work, right? That's why.
I'm speaking for my wife, who's I'm driving right now. She's sitting here looking at me like I'm crazy, but... Yeah, I'm just kind of giving the women props right now. I mean, you guys are rocking it.
Okay, so let me tell you what this survey said. This, according to this Wallet Hub research, it says that Nevada is one of the worst states for working moms.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst. We rank number 4 for the worst state for working moms. So they're saying that, you know, a lot of it is professional opportunities. A lot of it is the median women's salary, parental leave policies, work-life balance. It's just not a good state. The best state is Massachusetts, and lower than us. Like, you're like, oh, it can't get any worse. Well, it can. Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.
At least you got that going for yeah. us. It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning.
Let's do something. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Is there a perfect recipe in your mind for the perfect movie? Like a little bit of laughter, a little bit of tears, but it's only X amount of minutes long. What is the perfect length for a movie, in your opinion? 702-364-9400. Perfect movie length.
I don't want it over 2 hours, and I want it more than an hour, so I'm going to say 90 minutes.
90 minutes is your perfect movie length. An hour and a half. That's all you want.
Actually, I would actually less than that. I would go 82 minutes.
82 minutes.
82 minutes. Yep. Give me an hour and 22 minutes.
You're right there with new research. They found that the perfect movie length is just 92 minutes.
92. Okay.
That's it. 92 minutes. An hour and 32 minutes. And I don't know why, but in my mind, that sounded so short. That sounds like the shortest movie ever. In my mind, a good movie is 2 hours long. 2 hours flat. That to me says we got a good storyline. We started off quickly, but not too quickly. And I walked out of there just feeling fulfilled.
Did you see Oppenheimer?
I did.
Did you sit through it in one sitting?
I did. I saw it at the theaters. It was a great movie. It was too long. It, in my opinion, was way too long.
Yeah, we watched it at the house and did it over 3 nights. We split it up like it was some kind of Netflix series or something. We split up. Saw the entire thing. Watched the entire movie. But if I was in the theater, I would start to fall asleep. I would get tired. My legs would fall asleep. Way too long to be sitting in a theater for that.
What do you think is the perfect length for a movie? 702-364-9400. Steph, do you think that 92 minutes is the perfect length, or do you think it's too long, too short?
I think that's the perfect time. 92 minutes? I don't like 2 hour movies. If I know I'm going into a 2 hour movie, sometimes I get a little anxious. I'm like, oh geez, when is the plot? When are we going to get, find out who's the bad guy? Like I start overthinking, but I think 92 minutes. Oh wow. Get straight to the point. And you know, I think that's a great 92 minutes.
Okay. So there are five movies here that are considered the perfect length. They're all 92 minutes long.
Okay.
You tell me if these are the perfect movies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgeball. That is a 92-minute movie.
Yeah, you can't go much longer with the theme of dodgeball.
Yeah, you really can't.
I mean, how much dodgeball can you do?
Yeah, and how many teams do they have to go up against to get?
Yeah, exactly.
But it was in Vegas. I feel like you can do a lot with storylines in Vegas.
Twisted a little, yeah. All of a sudden, one of them has a gambling addiction.
Okay. Wow, that went dark, but okay. Kung Fu Panda, 92-minute movie. Is it the perfect movie? I'd say that one is yes. I think that cartoons need to stay 92 minutes or below. I don't want a 2 hour cartoon movie.
That works for me, Kung Fu Panda.
I've never seen Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, it's so good.
I've heard that it's really good.
Skadoosh.
Though.
Yes, that is such a good one.
Jack Black, right?
Yes, exactly. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is supposed to be a perfect movie because it's only 92 minutes long.
That sounds like the perfect time for me for Beetlejuice.
I think Beetlejuice, I did not care for that movie whatsoever. I don't know why. I just did not like it. So in my mind, it was 91 minutes too long.
Beetlejuice is one of those movies in my mind I think is fantastic. I can't believe they're bringing it back. Beetlejuice is returning. Great characters. I think I probably saw it once. It just, in my mind, it was a great movie and so much fun. If I watch it again today, does it stand the test of time? I'm not sure, but I'm excited that it's coming back.
As a kid, I did not like that movie. It was scary. It was weird. There was like a weird character in the afterlife that looked like a worm or something.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It was so bizarre.
Didn't like it.
Okay, Monsters, Inc. This is a perfect movie because it is only 92 minutes.
Didn't see it.
Back to my original take. It's a cartoon. Perfect. You got to see it. That is such. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
If you don't cry at the end of that, you are heartless.
Boo! That's our favorite girl.
I love Boo. And then the last one here is Toy Story 2, which I bawled my eyes out at. Again, cartoon works for me. 100%.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. It's the perfect time for a cartoon.
Yep. But we can all agree dodgeball was just way too long.
It is Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks for being here. Make sure you join us tomorrow, Wednesday. We'll have more JT tickets for you. And it's appropriate because tomorrow it's going to be nice. So make sure you are with us as we kick off the new month. Make sure you say rabbit, rabbit when you wake up tomorrow morning for good luck in all of May. And yeah, we'll have a lot going on. J-Love is on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
This was an awkward moment. For Mercedes' birthday, I did a 6-story tribute to her on my Instagram stories. And what did Steph do? Did Steph do the multiple stories for you as well? Or was it a one and done story from Steph?
I'm trying to remember.
I did a collage of photos from our first photo together to our recent photo together. I put a lot of time and effort into this beautiful collage I made for you.
Wait, where is it?
I posted it on our Instagram story and you reposted it.
I did?
Yes.
I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry.
I'm hurt.
No.
I did all this time.
No, this is not. Wait. It didn't save because there was music on it. I finally figured out why it didn't save in my camera roll. And she did do it. And I reposted it today just as a reminder of how wonderful Steph is.
And I'm expecting for my birthday 18 posts from you, JC.
Oh, my goodness.
Over the top picture from you, Mercedes. Counting down the days.
Better get working on this now. And that'll do it for show number 2050 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it.
but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.